listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, joins us for our Friday financial update. Brian, thanks again for taking the time. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, always a highlight of my week, Steve.
Yeah, well, and actually I want to, maybe you could better articulate it, but we had a great full hour last week looking at, you know, biblical and investing through a biblical worldview lens, and then also more to that, though, a little more, you know, beyond that. Can you recap that and let people know? I'll let them know. They can find it at abqconnect.online. It was a great hour.
Yeah, what a fun topic. We talked about biblically responsible investing, which is the idea of maybe choosing stocks and bonds that maybe don't violate biblical values, as opposed to impact investing. And impact investing is investing in companies that are for profit. They're not charities, but they are specifically designed in their products and services to make a positive impact in our world and maybe have a kingdom cause in mind. So a lot of fun, and that whole idea of impact investing is growing in momentum, and is a fun one to discuss.
And then off the air, we were talking about today's topic. You came across an article, I believe, on LinkedIn that really kind of caught your eye, but there was something very specific from it that you drew from. We're going to dive into today.
Yeah, there was this post on LinkedIn, Steve. As you said, it caught my eye. And it was called 9 Uncomfortable Truths About Money. And each of them is valuable, but there was one that really stood out to me. Before I share it, a quick credit. The author of it was Kyle Kuyat, K-U-Y-A-T. He's a certified financial planner. But what he said in his second of the 9 Uncomfortable Truths really stood out, because it's something I've tried to articulate and I've seen positioned in different ways. But the way he said it was just great. And that was, most people who look rich aren't building wealth. Again, I'll say it. Most people who look rich aren't building wealth. And I just think that's such an important truth in our culture of consumerism here in modern day America, that those who are driving around in the nicest car, wearing the nicest clothes, posting about the nicest trips on Instagram, probably aren't the ones that are actually building the type of wealth and security that we all desire.
Yeah. And, the reason for walking through this isn't so, you and I both know, all right, he's got it. He doesn't, she does, she doesn't. Mm-hmm. More importantly, it's an indicator, it can be an indicator and maybe hold up a mirror to us about some of the actions that we take to put on, maybe somewhat of a facade that we're investing financially in to do that. Where that the money for some of those things that make you look rich, that could be much better put to use elsewhere.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we can't have nice things. God gives us things for our enjoyment. That's biblical. But it also says in James 4:3 that you ask and do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. We're not supposed to desire more and ask God for more wealth and more income just for pleasures and nice things, because those things fade. That if we want permanent things, we want treasure in heaven, which is by sharing our resources with kingdom causes and people in need. And Timothy 6:6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. So if we're going to ask God for more resources, it might be for things like for sharing with others, for building a lifestyle for our family that, we feel that we're well provided for in our needs, not just our wants. But it's just a whole different shift. And as believers, we're living in this world right now, right? So we're going to feel that temptation. We're going to covet our neighbor's nice things, and we're going to see the faster cars and the bigger houses and want those things. But that's not our identity. Our identity is different. We need to be different. That doesn't mean we have to always drive an old beater car and have a tiny house. But if you're going to have those nice things, you should do it also while being generous and living with contentment and not letting those nice things drive your identity.
Now, well said, Brian. And, I have actually a story in application. A good friend I was helping with some insight. I used to sell cars, and They were shopping around and they found a domestic vehicle and an import that both were, you know, pretty close to the same price. And I counseled them, yeah, those are both very nice looking vehicles. And obviously the import actually, you know, would give you more of that rich look. And I said do yourself a favor and look up the cost of maintenance, just an oil change on that import. And it actually struck home, and they ended up going with the domestic. I don't know if it was specifically for the maintenance, but it's true, you know, as far as stewardship of what we have, and you know, whether they're going for, you know, they wanted something, like you said, something nice. And they ended up with something nice, but didn't hit the the wallet so hard, especially when it came to maintenance. But there's just some wise decisions we can make, maybe are a little more modest, but ultimately will, make it where we have more resources to put towards, building wealth in a more responsible way and being good stewards of the resources we've been given.
Yeah. And again, there's nothing wrong with having nice things, but often if you're buying that nice import car because you want people to see that and be impressed by you, maybe your heart's in the wrong place. If you want to buy that import because it's going to help you go do things off road, that's part of your hobby and that's how you spend time with your family, maybe that's a little bit different. And we have to be careful not to stretch and justify our extravagant purchases. But I think when you look at some people, it's pretty easy to see that their identity is wrapped up in their appearances. And again, this is judgment about scale too. You know, if you make $2 billion a year and you buy a $100,000 car, you know, that's not a big financial sacrifice. You could still be radically generous. And, you know, people don't like to hear this sometimes, but you can manage money in a biblical manner and have a private plane at the same time. It's all about scale. You could be giving 75% of your income away and still have a private plane and still be a good steward. So it's not about all nice things are bad. It's about living within your means, following all the biblical principles about providing for your family, saving wisely, giving generously, paying your taxes. And then if after all that's done, you have enough money for some nice things, that's not the end of the world. But you don't do it as part of your identity.
Yeah, again, well said. And Brian, as always, I want to call attention to the Insights tab at johnmoore.com. I've got one more thing I want to touch on before we put a bow on this. But what will the listener find at that no-cost resource? It's a great resource to go to and searchable for all kinds of topics. But what's above the fold on the Insights tab?
Yep. In addition to our normal weekly market videos that we've been posting, we have a new post for October on retirement plans for business owners. So if you're a small business owner and you want to be saving wisely for retirement, there's some principles and some strategies and some tools presented there. That was an article by Andy Ferguson, one of our financial planners and certified Kingdom advisors from our Arizona office. Really good piece.
All right. And Brian, I wanted to remind our listeners that John Moore Associates is a regular sponsor of Faith and Finance here on KLYT, including the Faith Fi vignette, the short vignette that's heard daily. Why is that important to John Moore Associates?
It's important because I don't know if anyone does a better job of communicating and teaching biblical principles around money than the Faith Fi program. Rob West and his team just do such a fabulous job keeping relevant topics and a true understanding of what God's word says about how we manage money and material things. So we want that message available as often as possible. And I would just feel sad if we lost that message here in our local community, because it's just so important.
Well, we appreciate, obviously, you reaching out to Faith and Finance and being supportive of the work they do, that content can be made available to the listeners in New Mexico, of course, Las Cruces, Cannon Air Force Base, Portales here in Albuquerque, and online at klyt.fm. Go check out our brand new website if you haven't done that yet. Brian, always appreciate the time and look forward to next Friday.
Sounds good, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.